this week in Parshas Tzav, and I'm trying to hit every parasha. Of course, we can do Pesach, but Pesach is kind of, I think it's kind of like a little bit of a cop-out here for me, because it's so easy to find stuff on Pesach. Parshas Tzav was not that easy. Shvi'i Pinchas itself, I think he only has, in all of his svarim, maybe two pieces on Parshas Tzav, maximum. One I found, there might be one other, I'm not even sure. So we're going to do a little bit on Parshas Tzav. I'm going to speak about, right in the beginning of the parasha, it says, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe le'emar Tzav es b'nei Yisrael, v'yomarto lahem, es kovni lachmi li shevechim d'vim, zoyis toras ha'ilah, hi ha'ilah, al mokta mizbeach kol ha'layla ar ha'boiker, v'esha mizbeach tukad boi. Zoyis toras ha'ilah, hi ha'ilah, it says, al mokta mizbeach kol ha'layla ar ha'boiker, v'esha mizbeach tukad boi. So what does it mean? Kol ha'layla ar ha'boiker. Kol ha'layla ar ha'boiker means it's the entire night until the morning. The shaila is that the pasuk says in also over here, it says Biyoim Tzavoyis Es Bnei Yisrael Hakavis Korbaneim LaHashem Biyom V'lo B'Laylo. So what does it mean? Kol ha'layla ad ha'boiker. So there's an answer of Biderech HaPshat, but we're going to tell you an answer of Biderech Remes. Okay, again, the question was in the very right at the beginning of the parasha. It says that the Korban Oila is Kol ha'layla ad ha'boiker. Is the entire night is the Korban Oila. We have another pasuk later on in Perek Zayin Pasuk Vamches, which is Biyoim. And Biyoim Chazal Darshan, the Gemara Megillah Darshan, Biyoim Veloy Belayla. So is it only by day or even at night? So Zok the Arvei Nochal, this is a classic Torah. It's based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, what does it mean? Zois Toiras Ha'ilo. Why does it say Zois Toiras? And we find also in the Gemara in Menachas, Zois Toiras Achatos, Zois Toiras Ha'osham. What's Zois Toiras? Says the Gemara, Kol Ha'isek B'Toiras Asham, Kol Ha'isek B'Toiras Chat. Someone who's Isaac in the Torah, he learns the Torah of Chattas, he learns the Torah of Oila. Like we're doing, we're learning the Torah of Meseches Tamid, my friends, which is all about all the Karbanos. It's Ki'ilu Hikriv, it's as if he bought it. Zois Torah HaChattas, Torah HaAshem, Torah HaOila, this week's parasha, Zois Torah HaOila. So what are we learning from over here? We're saying that a person learns Torah HaOila, it's as if he's Mach of the Oila. So when we say, Kol HaLaila Ad HaBoiker, we're not referring to that the actual bringing of the carbon. We're referring to the learning of the carbonus. Person learns kol ha'layla ad ha'boiker ve'eshem esbeach tukad boy. Then he has the eshem esbeach the entire night. Perhaps that's the pshat. The Chassam Sofer says, what does it say? Tzav, and Rashi brings down tzav is Aaron. Ain tzav eloshen zirus miyad ulidoyres. Lidoyres means for generations. Generations. What do you mean? We don't have a base on Mikdash. So what are we telling? What are we telling Kohanim to do now? They have nothing to do. What do you mean? Ain't tzav elishin zirus miad ulidoyrus. The doyrus means for the generations. The answer is, says the Chassam Sofer, the Kohanim should learn the halachas of the Karbanos. As we know, the Chafetz Chaim set up a koilel of Kohanim that we're learning all about the base on Mikdash. Zois toiras ha'oilo. That is miad ulidoyrus. The toiras ha'oilo. We always have to be learning the toiras ha'oilo. So now it's interesting. Because Chassam Sofer says it just with a little bit of a different twist, but it's the same basic idea. He says, what does it mean, kol ha'layla ad ha'boiker? He says, layla doesn't only mean at night. By the way, the Rambam writes, the main learning a person's supposed to do is at night. But it doesn't just mean that. It says the Chassam Sofer, it's referring to the darkness, the night of the Golus. It says, zois toiras ha'oila, hi ha'oila, al mokdam mizbeach kol ha'layla ad ha'boiker, says the Chassam Sofer, the entire night of the Golus. During the Galus, we don't have Karbanos. But if you learn Torah, the Torah is Ha'oila, if you learn Torah, it's Ki'ilu, your Makriv, a Karban. And that, in that, and this chus of the learning of the Torah, so it says, Himokdam al Mizbeach, Kol Ha'layla Ad HaBoiker, the Esha Mizbeach, Tukad Boi, the Esha Mizbeach, the fire of Mizbeach will burn inside of him in the chus of Limud HaTorah. So I'll tell you right away, my friends, there's fascinating Makiris, many Makiris for people that they were consumed with fire when they learned Torah. Isn't that interesting? We find it in many different places. For example, there's Gemaras. The Gemara speaks about Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel. The Gemara says Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel, when he learned Torah, actually it says on him that there was if a bird went over him, the bird would be consumed because of the fire from the Torah that was being learned. I guess the fire was coming down, going up, there was fire. We'll talk about that a little bit, I think. And it also speaks about a medrash about Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. They were sitting at a suda, and they were learning Torah. They're actually chazering their learning, and a fire came down and surrounded them. And the person that was the Baal HaSuda said to them, what are you doing? You're going to burn my house down. Don't worry about it. This is the Eish of Torah. The Eish of Torah doesn't consume anything. But you see that there are these stories. The stories also in the Zohar about Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. When he was learning Torah with his friends, it says that that there was a fire that was surrounded them. The Zohar, the fire of the Eish, that's the, like the bonfire that we make on Lag BaOmer. Al Kopana, my friends, they even have stories of Gdolim recently that it happened with. The Chazon Ish, there's a story about someone who said that one time he walked into the room, the Chazon Ish was learning Torah, and the entire room was aflame. They said that, and there's stories also I heard from Ramotcha Schwab, other stories about tzaddikim in Europe that when they learned, so there was like, it was like fire surrounding them. They were careful that no one should necessarily see it. They tried to hide it from people. But there are stories where this happened. It's actually very interesting because Rav Nachum Mendel Mikotsk, if you know Rav Nachum Mendel Mikotsk, so he was very into like trying to prava pashtus. The word moikta has a small mem. Moikta means like the fire is going to be lit, or that's the place of the fire. This is a small mem because a person is supposed to try to like conceal the fire, try to hide the fire if you could. So there's a beautiful verse. It says the following thing. The Gemara in Sukkah says that Hillel HaZaken had 80 talmidim, and his schwachest talmid was Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, it says about him that when he would learn, I apologize. It says about Yodas ben Uziel, as we mentioned before, when he would learn, so then an oif that would fly over him would burn. So now, this is what it was by Rabbi Yochanan ben Uziel. What about Rabbi Yochanan ben Uziel's Rebbe? What about Rabbi Yochanan ben Uziel's, what about Hillel HaZaken? What would be then? Says the Sfas Emes. Hillel HaZaken was so holy that he was able to conceal the Eish, so no one was able to see it. But the Eish is there. So there's this fire of learning that when a person learns Torah, he's like he's bringing down the fire of a carbon. Eish HaMizbeach Tukad Boy. And fascinatingly enough, there's a Kliyukar, and the Kliyukar says that there's five times it says Zois Toiras. Says the Kliyukar, it's Zois Toiras Ha'Oila, Zois Toiras Ha'Mincha, Zois Toiras Ha'Chatos, Zois Toiras Ha'Asham, Zois Toiras Ha'Shlamim. Those are the five categories of Korbanos. Says the Kliyukar, there's Chamisha Chumshei Torah. So everyone, when you're learning, there's different aspects of Torah. Zois Toiras Ha'Oila is Bereishis. Zois Toiras Ha'Mincha is Shmois. Zois Toiras Ha'Chatos is Vayikra. Zois Toiras Ha'Asham is Bamidbar. Zois Toiras Ha'Shlamim, when the Ha'Shlama, everything gets put together, is Sefer Devarim. For whatever reason, that you can probably say there's Soidusness Govim, there's many different big secrets in understanding that. But Al-Kulpanim, what are we seeing? That Torah is supposed to reflect a carbon. So we want to speak about that, about what's this idea, and let's understand a little bit more about the carbonos, and we'll understand a little bit more about how Torah reflects that. So it's like this. The Al-Sheikh says the following thing. Says the Al-Sheikh, and he says that there's a halach in the Gemara, that even though there's an ish that's yared min ha-shamayim, mitzvah lehavi min ha-hedyot, which means that when on the Mizbeach, there was like two fires. There was the fire that every person, we spoke about those that are learning Talmud, about how they would put the wood, and they would put the big logs of wood, and then they would put the small little twigs, the kindle, where they would light that, and then that would spread. So we would ourselves ignite the fire. But not only that, but it wasn't just us. There's a mitzvah lehavi min ha-hedyot, also it's coming min ha-shamayim. There's an eish yared min ha-shamayim together with that. So what do we need both of them for? What's the reason why we need an eish to be yared min ha-shamayim? Says the Heilige Al-Sheikh, listen to this, Rabbi Yisai. We want to learn Torah Sa'ila because we want to understand. We want to understand. And through understanding this, we're bringing this into our lives. We said this is our way of bringing, of having korbanos in our lives, understanding it. So let's try to understand. There's a halacha of smichas korban. The somach yadoi al-roi sha'oila. Person puts his hands, the Bailum puts his hands, and he puts his weight. Venir tzol l'chapa, brings kapar to him. How does that, what is smichas yadav, to his two hands, as much as he can, on the head of the carbon, how does that work? Says the Al-Sheikh the following thing. Listen to this, my friends. It's very, very deep. The Mishnah Avos says every time you do a mitzvah, so you create a malach. Person makes a praklit echad. And every person does an aveira, he creates a kategor. He creates someone who is a something angel, a prosecuting angel, which is basically he's creating a malach of mashchis. The Reish Lakish explains the kategor is malach. You've created a malach. So there's some spirituality which a person has created now. Now, says the Al Sheikh, listen to this, it's very deep. When a choyte puts his hands onto a korban, what he's doing is, he puts his hands b'tshuva uvidui al roish korbanai. What he's doing is, he's trying to, like, release the tuma from himself that he's created. And he's trying to get that the tuma should now, like, transfer, should be, now be transferred over onto this behemoth. So now, if he's trying to release the chet, or the impression, the impact of the chet onto the behemoth. So therefore, with that, what also he's doing is, he has now brought this mashris, this maloch, this major spiritual force has now ki'ilu left him and gone onto the behemoth. If that's the case, says the Al-Sheikh, human fire can't consume this maloch. Human fire can't do that. We're going to light a fire on the Mizbeach, but that's not enough. Says the Al-Sheikh, Eish Chumrius of a Hedyet can't burn up this maloch of mashris. You need an Eish Yorid Min HaShemayim that's going to do that. So that's why what we do is do smicha. I try to like release all of the tumah that I've, from the avera that I've done onto the behema. It brings the mashris, this maloch that's going to be there. It's near, it's with the behema. Now the Eish comes and consumes the maloch. So if that's the case, so why do we have to light the fire at all? Why don't we just have a fire Min HaShemayim? The answer seems to be, based on what the Al-Sheikh says, as follows. The answer is, when a person does an Aveira, he's putting him in two different places. This is what we have to understand. He's putting him in his guf, because he did it with his physical body. And he's putting him with his nefesh, with his soul. And that's where the malach comes. This malach is a spiritual negative force. And then there's a physical negative. There's something that happened to his guf, because his guf did the Aveira. And then there's something that happens to his nefesh. We need two fires. Fire from Shamayim. Fire. There's a physical fire which we light, which is for our guf. And then there's a spiritual fire which Hashem brings down, which is for our neshama. So therefore, we have to have both of these fires to cleanse both of these elements. And that's how a person can do tshuva. When a person is able to cleanse both of them, so then he's perfected himself. So this idea, I believe, we have when a person learns Torah also. It's interesting. The Gemara says, a person wants to learn Torah, how do you matzliach? The answer is, yarbi b'yeshiva, you have to apply yourselves, you have to work hard. A person has to, yimayit b'schayr, which means you have to get rid of your distractions, you have to apply it. Says the Gemara, harbe asu kein, but oh, this will be other. Many people did that, and it didn't help. El yivakish memisha chochma shaloi. Kushbach has to help you. Those you get divine intervention when a person learns. That's the ish that comes down from Shemayim when you learn. And there's an ish that we are trying to, the enthusiasm and the excitement of a person when he's learning. A person learns, he should try to shvitz in his learning. He should try to get involved in his learning. That's his fire that he's creating down here. And that a person, by learning Torah is metara person. Torah is cleanses a person. Torah is like being in a mikvah. You know that? Learning Torah is like being in a mikvah. It's interesting, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Now, this is, by the way, this is beyond our dargah. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz never went to the mikvah. He said, the Torah is my mikvah. I'm going into Torah because he was consumed in his Torah, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Okay, halavai, we should learn Torah like that. But Torah is like a mikvah to us. So when a person has that, so he's mitire himself down here, and then fire comes down in the Shemayim. There's an Eish Yorid, which is also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is going to cleanse the Ruchnius, and it's going to cleanse us from the whatever negative malachim that we create. This is the idea of when a person learns Torah, it's like he's being makriv a korban. So even though we don't have korbanus bizman hazeh, ein tzav eloshin zeros miyad uledoris in all the generations. The most special time to learn is dafka at night. Even though night is a time of mazikim, night is a time dafka when you can't bring a korban. What do we see from over here? Pilei ploy, my friends. We see that Torah has a stronger power even than korbanus. Because at night when there's the mazikim, the dark forces are out, the korbanos can't break through. But your learning can break through. So we have, people think, wouldn't it be great if we just had a Beis HaMikdash, if you could just bring a korban? We have better. Hashem gave us better. Zois Torah Sa'oiva. Learn Torah. And a person learns with his slavos. He learns the Shem Shamayim, and he brings fire, the fire of Kedusha, into his life. We're going to be zeichet to v'taher libeinu le'avdecha be'emes. The Kodesh Baruch Hu will cleanse us, and in that schus, we'll bring back the Beis HaMikdash. And when we have the Beis HaMikdash, we'll keep learning. We'll bring korbanos, and we'll learn. Beis Hashem, the two of them together. It's going to be the most powerful combination. That's my thoughts for Shabbos. So let's just go over a little bit what we're talking about. We started out speaking about why does it say that you could bring the korban by night? It says, but the pasuk says later on that the korbanos are only by yom. The gemara says only by yom and not by laila. We said this is talking about toiras ha'oila. This is talking about kol ha'olaimei toiras ha'kilu hikriv oila. We explained that this is the idea that we said that there are many people that they're learning, so it's as if they have the fire of Torah. We said that the five different chumashim are connected to the five different korbanos that we have. And we spoke about the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that he had the Torah, that Rabbi Yonasan Ben Uziel, and others that when they learned, the Eish of Torah came down. We spoke about how a person's supposed to try to hide that fire, that even everyone has the fire. Some people just hide. That's why it says Moikta with a small mem. But really, every person really has that fire inside of them. When they're learning, the fire is coming down, the fire is going up. There's two fires, actually. And then we spoke about what exactly is the idea of karba. And we said that we learned the Torah of the Oila. So we said that there's an idea of smicha. And when a person puts his hands on the karba, what he's doing is, he's trying to release the tumah from himself. And he's also releasing the malach that he created. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu has to burn up that malach, says the Alshah. So we need an Eish from Shemayim. What do you Eish from down here? We're the ones who have to take care of our gluf. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of our neshama. We have a similar thing when it comes to Torah. And a person learns Torah, a person has the combination of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He has to learn, has to ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to help him. Kadosh Baruch Hu brings the Eish down, and his eslavos together with the Eish of Shemayim. What we said, the Chazon Ish even had this man as that. You know, Rav Nochum Karim, the Chavetz Chaim's Rebbe had. Anyway, I'll call upon him. This is idea on this week's parasha.